single, something called Chicago Maru 10, Golden Earring. Before that, their smash hit, Radar Love, and they'll be in our studios any minute now. They should be walking in the middle of our little Orson Welles takeoff, so it should be very, very interesting. Hope you stay tuned. Our phone number is 943-7474 if you'd like to talk to them when they're up here.
Some new sounds for you to check out from Columbia and Epic Records. New from Dave Mason. Simply called Dave Mason. And it's on Columbia. Rio Speedwagon are back with a new one called Lost in a Dream. It's their best to date. And it's on Epic Records. Rio Speedwagon, Lost in a Dream. From Buddy Miles comes An About Face, as he presents all the faces of Buddy Miles. New from Columbia Records. Dave Mason, REO Speedwagon, and Buddy Miles, all available at Record City in Skokie and Carpentersville. Barry Miles has been hailed by critics and musicians alike as jazzdom's first true prodigy. Now with Silverlight, Barry Miles transcends his roots, creating one of the most imaginative and new sound blends in music today. Barry Miles and Silverlight, the new album produced by Tony Camillo on London Records and Ampex Tapes. Barry Miles and Silverlight, the new album, the new sound. Let them envelop you. Available at all downtown record locations, Record City, Higglish, Round Records, Flipside, and Lorries. Getting into some Earth News now. You may remember Earth News is bringing you a report on Liverpool 10 years after, including on some of the Earth News reports coming up this week. We'll be hearing some unreleased Beatles tracks. Should be quite interesting. Right after that, we're getting into our Orson Welles takeoff with Noi, Hawkwind, The Silver Apples, Golden Earring. So, stay tuned.
This week, we are revisiting the city which gave birth to the Beatles in a special series of reports called Liverpool, 10 Years After. Part 6, after this, for Annie Greenspring's new Plum Hollow Wine.
Annie Greenspring's has new plum taste. Mellow, cozy, cool, and fine. It makes each day a way of life. From hollow and a green springs wine. From hollow is the place to be. Down home snug to pass the time. Where fresh is fresh and folks is folks. From hollow and a green springs wine.
Annie Greenspring's new Plum Hollow is an unusually different taste. Grape wine with plum and other natural flavors. Mountain Valley Wine Company, San Francisco.
Move on up to Annie Greenspring. Sure do love Plum Hollow wine.
In 1961, most of England was listening to the music of Bobby V, Frankie Avalon, and a local hero who invented what was called the skiffle, Lonnie Donegan. But in Liverpool, American rhythm and blues artists like Muddy Waters and Little Richard were drawing big audiences and selling lots of records. They were also influencing local musicians. There were some 300 rock groups in the city during that year. And Bill Harry, a student at the local art college with John Lennon, decided that what Liverpool musicians needed was a rock tabloid.
While I was still at college, I borrowed 50 quid and decided to say, maybe start a music paper and help people out locally. And, of course, I never realised it would get as big as it was. And I told John to write whatever he wanted, and he wrote this weird piece called On the Dubious Origins of the Beatles. You know, the one about coming down the flaming pie. And I thought, oh, this is fun. Put that in. And people say, what is this? This is incredible, you know?
Included in the Lennon composition was this line. Many people ask, what are Beatles? How did the name arrive? So we will tell you. It came in a vision. A man appeared on a flaming pie and said unto them, from this day on, you are Beatles, with an A. The Beatles, with an A, often performed in a tiny place called the Jacaranda Club.
The Beatles were sitting down in a corner, and they had these girls sitting on chairs holding broom handles, and the mics were tied to the broom handles because they couldn't afford. I mean, in fact, their equipment, the little equipment they did have, belonged to the Liverpool Art College, because Stuart Sutcliffe and I were on the college committee, and we managed to get an allowance to loan the Beatles some equipment that was used for college dancers, which the Beatles kept.
The Beatles, they included Pete Best and Stuart Sutcliffe then, took the equipment with them to Germany. Alan Williams got them their first jobs in Hamburg and received a 10% commission for his efforts. But then John Lennon began to book the group in Hamburg on his own and refused to pay Williams his commission.
And then I got this letter from Stuart Sutcliffe, which stated that John Lennon had refused to pay the commission and the rest of the group were backing him up. And then I wrote them the stinking letter, you know, saying, well, that's it, finish, and I'll make sure you'll never work again. Yeah.
And soon after, the Beatles had a new manager, Brian Epstein, who ran a local record store. Bob Azurdia, who was writing for Melody Maker magazine at the time, recalls,
I was in Bill Harry's office, and the phone went, and Bill put his hand over the mouthpiece, and he said, will you have a word with Brian Epstein? He's on the line. I said, oh, yeah, oh okay. So I spoke, hello, Brian. Oh, Bob, I wonder if you'd have time to come round and see me. And I thought, oh, dear God, yeah, I suppose I will do. You know, why? I'm busy. Well, he said, I've got some news. He said, I've signed up the Beatles.
The story of the transformation of the Beatles by Brian Epstein, when this series of reports on Liverpool 10 years after continues tomorrow. This is Lou Irwin, Earth News Radio, for Annie Greensprings.
Creatures in the rocket cylinder at Grover's Mill. I can give you no authoritative information either as to their nature, their origin, or their purposes here on Earth. of their destructive instrument, I might venture some conjectural explanation. For want of a better term, I shall refer to the mysterious weapon as a heat ray. It's all too evident that these creatures have scientific knowledge far in advance of our own. It's my guess that in some way they are able to generate an intense heat in a chamber of practically absolute non-conductivity. This intense heat they project in a parallel beam against any object they choose by means of a polished parabolic mirror of unknown composition. Much as the mirror of a lighthouse projects a beam of light. And that is my conjecture of the origin of the heat ray.
Reporting to Commander Fairfax, Langham Field. Enemy tripod machines now in sight. Reinforced by three machines from the Morristown cylinder. Six altogether. One machine partially crippled. Believed hit by shell from Army gun in Wachung Mountain. Guns now appear silent. A heavy black fog hanging close to the earth of extreme density, nature unknown. No sign of heat ray. Enemy now turns east, crossing Passaic River into the Jersey Marshes. Another straddles the Pulaski Skyway. Evident objective is New York City. They're pushing down a high-tension power station. The machines are close together now, and we're ready to attack. Planes circling, ready to strike. Thousand yards and we'll be over the first. Yards. Four hundred. 200. There they go. Giant arm raised. Green flash. Fang us with flame. 2,000 feet. Engines are giving out. No chance to release bombs. Only one thing left. Drop on the plane and all. We're diving on the first one. Now the
engine's gone.
Is this it?
The end of civilization? Are we prepared? Well, I hope so. Here's the official stolen government training film of the secret plan to deal with an alien uprising.
Classified, ultra secret, Air Force generals only. Ten Hut! At ease, men, take your seat.
This is General Curtis Goathart. If you are viewing this film, then we are under extraterrestrial attack. Beware. Your brain may no longer be the boss. If you are beginning to doubt what I am saying, you are probably hallucinating. Listen carefully.
What to do if an alien appears? One.
Drop under the seat of your plane and look away.
Two.
Avoid eye contact.
Three.
If there are no eyes, avoid all contact.
How to identify alleged sighting. What?
Pie plates, or as reflections in the atmosphere.
Two.
Dry cleaning bags filled with marsh gas, or...
Three.
Mass insanity.
How to inform your wife. and others under your command.
My question had a point.
I don't know how she got that requisition.
Oh, she gets it. She gets it in the bag.
Well, she's not allowed to have it unless she...
Honey.
She's related to the...
Honey.
He's like a PX, though.
Oh, General?
Honey and men, I have something awesome to reveal to you.
Oh, well, go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Two flying saucers have just landed on my plate.
Well, you turn away, sir, I'll eat them.
Men, our greatest fear is realized. We are under attack from superior consciousness.
The eggs, sir?
They're only the beginning. All right, men, questions.
Sir?
Yes, Major?
Pass the syrup, General? It's over here.
That's a good idea, Chuck. But syrup won't stop them.
But,
next.
Sir?
Colonel?
Are you nuts?
That is just exactly what they want you to believe.
The eggs, sir?
Let's just call them the phenomena.
Well, if I may respectfully submit, sir, I think you've got your phenomena scrambled, General.
What about my eggs, dear?
Honey, they're in everybody's eggs.
Good boy.
Another cup of coffee, sir.
Settle down a bit.
Conclusion!
They think he is insane. Yet, he outranks them. His option, command.
What?
He seals off the area.
Two.
Secures the cooperation of local officials.
Three.
Obtains expert scientific assistance.
Four.
Evacuates all government employees.
Five.
And bombs aliens back to Stonehenge.
Thank you.
You are making love. It is imperative to bring all bodies to orgasm simultaneously. Do not waste time blocking your ears. Do not waste time seeking a soundproof shelter. Try to get as far away from the sonic source as possible. Do not panic. Use your wheels, it is what they are for. Small babies may be placed inside the special cocoons and should be left, if possible, in shelters. Do not attempt to use your own limbs. If no wheels are available, metal, not organic limbs should be employed whenever possible. Remember, in the case of sonic attack, survival means every man for himself. Statistically, more people survive if they think only of themselves. Do not attempt to rescue friends, relatives, loved ones.
Testing emergency portable AV intel system. Starting at this mark.
The black hole could be a gravity vacuum. It pulled the Pegasus right out of orbit. Seems to be a delay in the transfer circuit somewhere. I'll repeat that. The system won't operate, and we're descending rapidly, making adjustments on a course right for Planet X. And there's the planet, that sandy-colored semi-sphere tilting up on the left there. It appears to have one moon, but it's gone around the edge now. It looked like it was all water to me. I don't want to waste this portal loop, so I'll stop here.
Enough of this deception and trickery! I admit it. I was taken in, too, by clever fakes like this. Gas music from Jupiter indeed. Well, I've been up all night. I've got the real story for you up to now.
What? Okay. Push down.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, son. You come in right on time. Hope you ain't disappointed. There ain't more of a reception. My name's Tweety. This whole place is abandoned, you know. Nobody cares anymore. I don't care. It's a government job, though. And they're hard.
We'll be right back.
tuned to the sounds of Triad Radio. Broadcasting from WXFM Elmwood Park, now broadcasting from the top of Sears Tower.
Here comes the Heavy Metal Kids.
Rock and roll! Yeah!
Gary Holby, Mickey Waller, Ronnie Thomas, Keith Boyce, and Danny Perronel are the Heavy Metal Kids. They're forging ahead with great new heavy rock and roll. Rock and roll from the Heavy Metal Kids. An out of the ordinary high excitement band on Atco Records and Tapes.
Available at Higrish Discount Center in Calumet City, the Sound Source in Oak Park, and all one octave stores. Weather in Chicago tonight, variable cloudiness and mild, lows around 60 degrees. Thursday, considerable cloudiness with showers and thunderstorms likely by afternoon, warm and a high in the mid 70s. And we have some of the people from Golden Earring in the studio with us right now. Just arrived about 5 minutes ago. Listening to all kinds of different things in that last half hour. We finished off with Kraftwerk at 45, quite by accident, but it sounded okay at 45. If you need more info, our phone number is 943-7474.
The future, the brilliant concept music of Nectar. Nectar, who stunned audiences with their fusion of science fiction and rock. Nectar, visions of the past and future, flashing on cosmic rock energy. The future, the album that will be there, by Nectar, on Passport Records and GRT Music Tapes, and marketed by ABC Records.
Available at Goldblatt's record departments for a special low price of $4.29. Momentarily, we'll be talking to Barry Hay from Golden Earring, sitting right across from me. Like to say hello.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello.
By now, some of the people who are at the concert are probably home, yeah. Tuning in.
What more can you say?
How did the concert go?
I thought it was all right. So I always think it's a bit of a bummer that they keep the lights on in the hall, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because, well, you know, you can't... leaves the people with very little opportunity to play with themselves, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
Which is, I always think that's a bit of a pity, but it wasn't that, you know, it didn't bother me that much tonight. I thought it was all right. It was all right.
I heard the reception was very good.
Yeah, it was. It's very nice.
We're going to be listening to some of your older music and newer music during the next half hour, doing some more talking. Okay.
Capitol Records presents the power and the glory of Gentle Giant. Captures a confrontation of lies and promises between the power and the people. The Power and the Glory by Gentle Giant on Capitol Records and Tapes.
Available at the Sound Source in Oak Park, all Flipside stores and one octave stores. Well, Golden Earring have been around for quite a long time, more time than most people realize. Exactly how long?
Yeah, I don't know. Quite a while. I joined the group about six and a half years ago.
Yeah?
I think they played it for about... It's maybe it's all together, it's about 10 years, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
10
years? George is one of the original members?
10 years.
George is one of the first... I think he was even the first.
I was the first.
Uh-huh.
There you go. I'm always the first.
Someone called a while back and was wondering about how you came about to choose the name Golden Earring. I noticed you're wearing one.
It wasn't my job. I can't remember. We just played a couple songs, you know, instrumentals, and one of them was Golden Earrings, which is an old song by Peggy Lee or something.
Yeah.
Feed my took that golden name and just
were you wearing a golden earring at that time?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying.
How many albums have Golden Earring
put out
so far?
We have about 10 albums. But
so
they're not released in the States.
No.
There's only three that I can think of that were released here.
Yeah. Yes.
We have
in the beginning, we knew about five chords
table.
Or something. The first album, everybody knew about five or six chords, and then, you know, recorded, because I think Golden Earring was one of the first bands in Holland to use vocals after the instrumental period. You know, nobody else had, like, they really shit their pants if they had to sing. You know, this was a very tricky thing to do. You know, being like the only ones then that used vocals, the first albums were really quite experimental, I would say, because nobody knew their way around in the studio or anything.
We have one of your earlier American releases,
yeah.
The one that came out on Dwarf. Was that the second one? Was that after the Atlantic release?
No, that's...
Before?
It's after the second one.
Yeah.
Altogether the fifth album, the sixth album.
There's a tune here that you still do.
Yeah.
I'm beams and chains.
Big Tree Blue Sky by Golden Earring. Something they've been doing for quite a while. It was written how many years ago? And how many tunes out of the past do you retain in your current repertoire?
Pardon?
How many tunes out of the past that you've written many years ago do you still
know? I don't know. A whole lot.
Yeah? Keep writing new ones too?
Yeah. I mean, we wrote so much material I can't remember anymore.
Yeah? Yeah. Now, the sound of Golden Earring from the first album that was released here to recent times has changed quite a bit. What are some of the factors that brought that about?
Huh?
What are some of the factors that brought that about? Change of direction. It's much more pop.
Yeah,
in the beginning.
At that time, you know, when we started out, I mean, we were still at school, you know. Uh-huh. I mean, we had a whole different idea about music at that time. So when we sort of grew up, you know, the...